Well, I mean, I think the, and I think that Sophocles is a really sort of a model of a very specific policy issue that gained a lot of traction, thanks in part to those different sectors working together and each owning their expertise, you know? And so you had, you know, you've had groups in New York City that have long been working on issues of police accountability, and they were sort of very involved in, you know, the organizing elements of this, right? And so you have groups like, I think there's Communities United in Silence, you have also in New York City, the Malcolm X Grassroots Project. So these groups that have long been doing this type of work, and they were very much integral in pushing that sort of policy agenda. And then you had, you know, young people, right? You had young people, you had young media makers, you had media makers in general who were actually capturing what was happening. And that actually gave, you know, voices and stories and faces and names to this issue that so many people, I think, felt very detached from. And then, of course, you had, you know, the academic aspect of it, which gave a lot of context and historical context of what was going on in the city. And I think, especially in my work as a journalist, it was really important to get the perspective of academics who not only work in policy, but like I mentioned before, who, you know, are psychologists or trained psychologists and can actually talk about this as a public health issue and not just one of quote-unquote political correctness. And so I think that, you know, by having a bunch of people different people at the table, owning their expertise, giving and allowing each other to have the room and the space to really own that issue from their perspective, you know, and so if you are great with a camera, you know, go out and make a short video. If you are great at, you know, sort of getting into the weeds of things, if you are a great organizer and can bring 100 or 200 people together, then do that, you know, and I think you really, really saw a lot of that traction and positive energy around this issue.